Well, it would be mostly connected, you know, in the hallway. If this house would have a hall in it, it would be, you know, in the hall where you could go up in the attic. If you would find those houses like that, long in that time, you didn't hardly find a home with an attic in it like that.
And if you did have an attic, what would the top of the house be called?
Let me see.
What'd you cover it with?
You mean the top of the house? It would be covered with shingles.
So the shingles would be on the what?
On top. Well, the shingles would be on top of the house. That would be instead of tin, where they have tin now, mm-hmm. tin roof. Well, they would have shingles for the roof of the house, top of the house then. It would be covered with shingles.
And did you ever work in houses then?
No, I was too little to work in houses then.
Well, what would you call a little room you might have off a kitchen, you know, just to keep things in, you know, like food and stuff?
They call it pantry.
And if you had a lot of stuff you wanted to throw away, you know,
mm-hmm.
what would you call stuff like that? Oh, worthless stuff.
Let me see.
There's an old pile of what?
I can't think of right to think now. What it is. Trash.
So would you have another name for your furniture?
Furniture.
Would you have another name for that? You know, do you ever call it anything else?
No, I don't remember, you know, any other name, you know, that they would call it.
Well, if you had your trash, you know, stuff that you might want to save some of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
might not be just what you want to throw away right now. Where would you keep that? If you had a little room to keep that in, what would you call that?
Oh, you mean is to put this that you don't want to throw away? Some call it storage room, like that.
So what was that? Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what did you do every day, you know, in the house?
Well, in a way, long then I wasn't old enough to do anything that I can remember, unless, you know, when come time to wash dishes or something other like that, you know, probably just maybe whatsoever your parents would tell you to do at that particular time, you know, like that. Because we didn't have, you know, just like children do not get out and play and have toys to play with, you know, like, you know, children have now. And so.
Well, if you wash dishes, what did you do to them after you wash them?
Well, in a way, after we wash them, we would scald them off, and then we would dry them and have a place to put them away.
Would you just put them under the clear water? What do you call that?
You know, rinsing them.
And what about the floor? How'd you take care of the floor?
Well, in a way, like that was, at that time, it's different now. Because, to tell you about it, if you didn't see it, you wouldn't hardly know. Because at that time, the way they would keep the floors then, it was, they didn't have no roofs, the floor. And the floors wasn't painted. And they would call cleaning the floor, would be scouring the floor, or some say scrubbing the floor. And to do that, they had a scouring mop. All right, that scouring mop had holes in it, and you would have to take shucks and fill those from corn, and fill those holes with those shucks, and there may be 7 or 8 holes in this mop. And this mop had a long handle on it. And when you get it, your shucks in it, then you dip it in the water and get those shucks good and wet. And then you would pour water over your floor and put your soap or your powder or whatever you were going to put on the floor. And then you would scrub that floor. And then you would have a straw broom. And then you would take water and rinse that floor. And when you did that and that floor got dry, you couldn't go in on it while it was wet. They wouldn't let you get on it while it was wet. And when the floor dried, you would have a nice, pretty clean floor like that.